God damn. Sometimes that shit be so good and so sweet, you know. The cupcake stage into a relationship or a situationship. We got so many damn terms. Like, did you hear what I said? Relationship, situationship. We go together. We official. Like, it's so many fucking different terms and shit out there in the world. Like, to describe that me and this person, we dealing with each other. It's just so many different outlooks and phases and things out there. I don't be knowing what the fuck to call what. I remember, we go together was the thing. Or that's my ride or die, or that's my boo. Like, you know, that's bad. Like, you know what I mean? It's so much fucking terms out there. I tell people nowadays, it's whatever you want to call it. It's whatever. It's whatever you and that person make it. Because I'm a firm believer in two people can make it if they want it. Two people can work if they both want it to work. That's how I've been looking at shit lately. But when something's too good within the first 2-3 months, 60 days, 90 days, I learned 2 years ago that is called these days the cupcake stage. You know, it's all good and all sweet in the beginning, you know. And once it's in your system and your group, you're moving and grooving with each other and shit is starting to digest between you two. Like, okay, we really in a situation. We have something going here, man. It's always so good. And you could tell yourself, oh, this ain't going to be like the last. So I ain't going to do this. I ain't going to do this like my last. Like, man, I look at it like this. People come into your life for a reason. You meet them, you rock with them until it's just time to depart or whatever. Everything in my life and how I view shit is everything has a fucking expiration date, you know? And that's why when things end, I try to not, like, have no hatred or nothing. Hey, we came together for a reason, and our time has expired, you know? I still want to keep you around so we can still be friends, you know, after we didn't make. We tried it, and it didn't work out. You know, it was cool while it lasted. You know, so I call those things when they don't last too long or when a situation is going too good and y'all still rocking. Man, this is the cupcake stage into this situationship and what we're doing, you know? But you just meet people and you just go with the flow and you just hope for the best, you know? But while you're going through these stages and getting to know a person, you got to ask these questions. And even when you ask questions, you know, you just keep in the back of your mind and you just go with the flow of it and then just watch their actions, watch their moves, you know? And because you try to, like, you know, go off these things before you make it official. At least they say that's what you should do, you know? But you just never know, you know? People are great at hiding and holding things in. But you know what they say? Time will tell. And, you know, you got some people that trump their common sense and try to ignore certain phases and things and look the other way just because they want to hold on to it and savor it, you know, and then turn around and be like, well, who the fuck did I marry? Nah, you got with, or you're dealing with what you chose to stick around for. So keep continuing, see it through, or get the fuck out of there, you know. But I hope, my whole thing is, you know, you live and you learn. I just try to learn and live with any type of regrets. I don't regret no relationship. You came into my life for a reason, and I saw it through. It didn't work for me. I don't believe in carrying hate for nobody. It happened. And it was fun while it lasted. That cupcake stage is a motherfucker, man. It's a motherfucker. So my advice to y'all, when something's too good, just see it through. Just see it through. Go with the flow. Put your best foot forward.